and you'll have the opportunity for a follow-up question if needed. If you don't have a follow-up question, use the raise hand, or sorry, the lower hand function after asking your question. The final 5 minutes will just be one question each. I'll introduce each media member and they'll be prompted to unmute their microphone and ask their question. Without further ado, we'll begin with Jets head coach Paul Maurice. Ken Weeb from sportsnet.ca will start us off. Go ahead, Ken.
Good morning, Paul. What are the biggest challenges to going up against a guy like Matthew Tkachuk, who is a very good player and also likes to get involved physically?
Well, I mean, just staying in the game. I mean, this guy's a good hockey player. That's the most important thing he brings to the game. He plays a physical game. He's effective on the forecheck, but he's got a great set of hands. And so you view them as a hockey player. The extras that happen after the whistle, and that happens in a lot of games, and it's only an issue if it becomes an issue. So take care of your own, take care of your net front, and playoff hockey. I think it's so the players are so dialed in to being disciplined, but being hard. The style that maybe he plays during the regular season becomes more the style that everybody plays in the playoffs. You know, it's a gritty game. The awareness of him, but first and foremost, it's the hockey that you need to respect. The game that he plays is a good, solid game, and you need to be at your best defensively to be able to control it.
Your group's been pretty battle-tested the last couple of years. I mean, how would you describe this opportunity ahead for them?
Well, you know what? The general mood, and I'm just not just the Winnipeg Jets, just talking to all coaches, is there's an excitement here to be back to work, to be back, but everybody's healthy, right? You're not carrying 70, 80 games on you. So there's a real enthusiasm for this, for the hockey, and it's pure hockey, right? So there's nobody in the stands. We get that. It's certainly an unusual environment, but the puck still drops and everything else is the same after that, right? The game's the same. So I would say it's really everybody's enthusiastic. They got the training camp just right. Felt a little long at the end, but everybody needed it. And now the part that we all look forward to is going to happen. So I think you're going to see just fantastic hockey based on where the exhibition games were at. It might be, I don't know, sloppy is the right word. It may not be as executed as well as people would want, but the fight will be there. The intensity will be there for sure.
We'll go next with Brian Munns from TSN 1290. Go ahead, Munzie.
Paul, when you look at tomorrow being a late game, is it going to feel like that day is going to last an eternity just because of the wait that you've had to finally get to game day and then know you're the last one on the docket?
Yeah, there's a lot of there's going to be a lot of coffee in the morning and a lot of waiting in the afternoon. We have some experience. So the 8 o'clock games that we would have played in our last playoff series, so we do know what it's like to have a longer day. I think sometimes when you have a single interruption in your normal routine, you really, really notice it and it affects you. But there really isn't a routine here. So we practice at 4:45 today. Everything is kind of out of sorts. I don't think it's going to affect it. I don't think it's going to affect the players on either team at all. They'll be ready to go. Everything is different. We've all gotten accustomed to that.
And just back to Wednesday real quick, maybe more on a lighter note. Did Gabriel Bork put Jansen Harkins into the game, or did you, with nine minutes to go?
Yeah, well, so we had the option to run 22 players, but we just felt that the rhythm of the game, whenever you do that, there's an interruption that the players don't like. So, and you're also more likely to be taking minutes from your fourth line guys who need that 8 to 10 minutes that they're going to get. So we just wanted to make sure we had a player available that if somebody – got nicked up in the first shift of a game, we wouldn't have to run a short bench. So we had Hark and we had Lucas Pisa waiting, ready to go. And he came out on the bench and the play was flowing, but it was right before the second timeout in the third period. So I thought we'd get a timeout here and then I'd let him get a couple laps in but that didn't work. Poor fellow went out there, skated our L hard, and we gave up a goal. So that was his first shift.
With Ted Wyman from the Winnipeg Sun. Go ahead, Ted.
Morning, Paul. You've obviously got a lot of experience in this league. You've probably seen it all until now. Now you're going into something that's very different. How does all your experience help with heading into this series?
It doesn't. Yeah, what you said is true. There isn't anything that's been like this. I mean, there is a World Cup feel to this. So you've got teams in close proximity. They're milling around each other. There's maybe some time in my time in Russia feel just more personally. You're not moving around the city at all. You're kind of at the rink and you're at the baza. But this is completely different. What it has allowed me to realize that you need to look at this as a special time and to enjoy it. And we've spent more time together as a coaching staff in the last 3 or 4 days than we would have at any time in a normal season, the players for sure. So we got to enjoy this and thrive in it and make the most of it. The experience tells me that it's fine. You can you've been in the game long enough, you can see all the things that are different or maybe wrong or challenges, and you worry about all those things. And then we get here and you know what? You don't worry about your challenges. You don't worry about the difficulties you have. You just get through it. And then the payoff to that is you get to go to the rink. So standing behind the bench the other night was an awful lot of fun. Kind of remembered what that was like. And this has been we're 5 days here, but this whole thing's been a great experience. Really, really enjoyable. You get to spend more time with the people that you work with in a different environment. You get to know them differently. Just the casual conversations, because the players are around so much more, means something. I've enjoyed it very much.
And we have talked quite a bit about Patrick Laine trying to get up to speed with his hands and his feet. What did you see on Wednesday? And do you think he's ready for the battle right now?
You know, I thought he worked, and that's the key piece for him is, and for all of these guys, getting yourself up to the level of the game, the speed of the game. So for players like Patty, who have an incredible skill set, but maybe foot speed isn't foremost in that skill set, those guys have a bigger challenge to get back up to speed. So in lieu of feeling great and flying around the ice, those guys got to work their butts off and their tails up, and then it eventually comes. The hands are going to be fine. I'll use that as a relative term. They're going to be fine relative to everybody else. He has a great set. He's going to be able to make plays. None of these players, I think, are going to be at mid-season form in terms of their hands. But again, it's relative. So they'll be an impactful set of hands for us.
We'll go next with Jackie Spiegel from Sporting News. Go ahead, Jackie.
I was just curious, with the lapse of time between the regular season and now, does it impact or what challenges come about in regards to strategy for overtime? Because it's
right. So we aren't going to play 3-on-3 again, and there's no shootouts, which everybody loves, right? And then you draw on your experience with your team in those overtime games, and you know, just the awareness of there's not as many TV timeouts. You need to run your whole bench. That every shot, and we've been preaching this for a while, and I'm sure we're getting through, every shot's a good shot. So those are the things. You're right, because this is the one thing that's completely different in the game. Everything else is the same, but overtime changes. The pause just added 4 more months to what we were all going to go through anyway. We don't run it in the regular season, but I think the key piece to that is early on in this tournament, we're going to get a real good sense of where our fitness level is. So we've worked hard. The guys look good, got an exhibition game in, everybody got through it and fine, but now playoff hockey starts. You get into an overtime game. You're going to have a real good assessment of where your hockey club's at, because if you're going to shorten that bench in overtime, you got to be sure you can get through it, because it'll stack up against you an overtime game. As the playoffs go, those overtime games have bigger costs in my mind. I go back to losing in triple overtime in the Stanley Cup final. We never recovered from that. There's a big cost to it. So managing that overtime in the terms of minutes is very important.
Thank you.
All right. We'll go with Moses Woldu from Global Calgary. Go ahead.
Hi, Paul. I'm curious to know from your standpoint if there's more of a challenge now in this series with Calgary, since you only had one meeting and that was back in October, compared to what you would normally face with teams three or four times in a year?
So we would know the Calgary Flames less than any other team in the NHL, right? So we played an outdoor game early in the year with a different coach. The video, you know, maybe we might have showed the overtime winning goal, but we didn't use any video from that game. So you're right. What we don't have, and I think this is going to get rectified really soon based on styles of game, is a built-in intensity in the series. We just don't see each other enough. So I do think it has an impact. You're doing an awful lot off video. It's very, very difficult to change a team's DNA, maybe impossible. I mean, there's been some system changes, I think, slight changes on both sides that weren't maybe there during the regular season. So, but you're right on that. There's not a team, and at least the teams in the East we saw once. Florida was the only team we hadn't played twice. So it's between Florida and these guys got a new coach. So everything's changed.
All right, we'll go next with Murat Atesh from The Athletic. Go ahead, Murat.
First off, thanks, Gregor, for the pronunciation. That was golden. Paul, you mentioned that there could be some chaos, whether it's sloppiness in terms of hands. It's been a while since the physicality or the intensity has been up there. So it could be a chaotic night on Saturday night. What will you look to on the bench or from your guys to know that you're handling that right as those waves happen?
Yeah, you know what? It's tough to tell. So most of the chaos that comes early in season and exhibition come from, you know, teams want to get off to a good start. The skill guys want to handle a puck. They want to put up a bunch of points. I think there's way more risk in the game early in the season. And as you get work toward playoffs, and certainly in playoffs, there's a whole lot of risk that comes out of the game. And it's almost meat and potatoes, drive the puck at the net to – it's not always what you get, it's what you leave. So I think that any of the kind of sloppiness, I just can be maybe a lack of execution at times, and that may have to do with the ice conditions and certainly the guys not being able to having played a lot of games at speed. But I'm looking for then, are they mentally right? Are they making the right decisions? Whether their hands are going or their feet aren't there, all the things that physically you wonder the effect of the pause. I'm looking for the mentality of the game. Are you making the right decision with the puck? Are you trying to play mentally fast? That will be the place that I'm looking for.
Well, thank you.
We'll go with Weber for his third question to end things off.
Apologies, just given the timing, Paul, do you still anticipate Nikolaj Ehlers being a full participant this afternoon?
Sure.
He's fit to practice.
I don't. Is that? That's not one of the three lines. There's again. I got two lines. I'm allowed. Unfit to practice, unable to play, or some version of those two.
Okay.
There's no third. There's no third option.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome for that. That was very kind of me.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Ready? Anyone with questions for Jets players, Josh Morrissey and Patrick Laine, please use the raise hand function now and I'll create a queue for questions. Again, first 10 minutes, one question and a follow-up if needed. If you don't need the follow-up, lower hand function. Final 5 minutes, one question apiece. I'll introduce each media member and they'll be prompted to unmute their mic and ask their question. Please be sure to indicate which player you would like to direct your question to.